Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we're diving into the fascinating world of AI agents, specifically building a multi-agent application.
Ooh, multi-agent applications. Sounds complex. Is this something we mere mortals can understand?
Absolutely. This video tutorial uses LangFlow, an amazing tool that simplifies the whole process. It's like drag-and-drop AI building.
Drag and drop? Seriously? So no complex coding required?
Not for the core structure. The demo shows building a better customer support agent. Imagine an AI that can access order details, check shipping status, look up products, and answer FAQs using retrieval augmented generation, all in one smooth interface.
Whoa, RAG? That's a new one. What's that all about?
RAG, my friend, stands for Retrieval Augmented Generation. It lets the AI pull information from a database to give accurate, contextually relevant responses, not just generic fluff.
So it's like giving the AI a brain and a library card.
Perfect analogy. The demo uses a simple Streamlit frontend, making the whole thing even more accessible. And get this, LangFlow is open source and free, thanks to DataStax.
Free? There's got to be a catch, right?
Nope, it's all good. They even encourage you to star the GitHub repo to support the project. Speaking of the demo, the customer support agent example is incredible. It queries a database using the LLM itself, no custom SQL needed. Plus, it integrates with a PDF for FAQs, showing off that RAG power.
So this isn't just some theoretical toy. This is something businesses can actually use.
Exactly. It's about solving real-world problems. The LangFlow editor is visual and intuitive. You connect components, set parameters, and build your AI flow like a digital flowchart.
Okay, I'm intrigued. But what about those vector databases? Sounds intimidating.
They're actually pretty cool. AstroDB is used in the tutorial, and it lets you search based on meaning, not just keywords. Super fast, super efficient.
So it's like searching for red shoes and getting results for crimson footwear.
Pretty much. LangFlow even has a cool AstroVectorize feature to automatically convert your data into these searchable vectors.
No more manual embedding? That's a huge time saver.
Totally. The tutorial walks through building the RAG system, adding a PDF, chunking it up, and storing it in the database. Then you create an agent, give it instructions, and connect it to the database. Boom. Instant smart customer support.
Okay, so the customer support agent part is awesome. But what about other applications? What else can I do with this?
Anything. Seriously. The flow can be called via API, integrated into any application you can dream up. They show you how to create a Python API using requests and build a simple Streamlit frontend to interact with it. The possibilities are endless.
I'm starting to see the potential here. This is huge.
Right? And if you don't want to use the cloud, you can run everything locally. Download the flow as a JSON file, install LangFlow on your machine, and you're good to go.
Local option. Nice. One last question. You mentioned weighing results. What's the deal with that?
Ah, yes. Retrieval weighting. It's about prioritizing certain results in the RAG search. Maybe you want the most recent data or the most relevant based on some criteria. There's an article linked in the description that goes deep into that. It'll take your RAG game to the next level.
So it's like adding a filter to my library card so I only get the best books.
Precisely. That's all for today, folks. We hope this deep dive into building AI agents with LangFlow has sparked your imagination. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. Catch you next time.
Bye-bye.